I will say only that there were many different experiments made to learn the effects from various kinds of temperature changes, effects from extensive dark and light exposure, and so forth. These creations willingly underwent the experiments for the good of the life forms which would follow them. Because of their difficulties during these trials, however, I came to give my love and peace during their many cataclysms. For while they could feel the presence of God during these various experiments, it was my stepping down of the Creator's power vibration that gave them a greater awareness of God's presence and, 60, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the simple remark, and Earth's position is in the smallest of the dozen solar systems in your universe. Keep your minds open to times long past in cosmic history in order to grasp that these other created universes preceded yours, and then you will understand the present situation in which Earth finds herself much more easily. My own universe was created first and has one beautiful solar system with only two planets produced by the Creator in an act of intense love and imagination. In my universe there is only the perfect love I described to you while part of my energy was on earth as Jesus. Those who are privileged to live there find it heaven, indeed. There are additional universes which were experiments following that first one. There is a second universe in which the Creator made all beings of female nature, or the love and nurturing side of God, and the third universe which has only male attributes or the will, power and active aspects of God. Both of these universes are of such a high vibration you could not see them with the human eye, just as most earth dwellers cannot see me and the angelic hosts. In those separate universes, both the males or females could independently reproduce offspring with the breath, even as God ordained it, and needed not a sexual, physical counterpart. This is a spiritual dimension strange to your own body limitations, I realize, but it is nonetheless true. Those who have difficulty with the so-called virgin birth may see it now in a new light. The fourth universe was created following the experience in which the male and female principles were separated from each other. They were recombined in the fourth universe since love and power should be together and not kept apart. This is a soul essence and quality that I speak about, not your dense physical flesh which came eons later after the other universes were completed. Then they were made by the father/mother's breath, even as the first four universes came forth, a series of specialized planets where particular qualities or functions were stressed in both the male and female beings. In the fifth universe was developed the power of mind-thought, which is different from intellect. Let me clarify that in God all are of one mind and a whole. When spirit leaves God's mind to experience life in matter worlds, it then has separated minds capable of individual soul experience. Yet this entire universe kept one primary, unified thought, or intention, to love God, paramount, even though the souls were separated. By your standards, this was miraculous. In humans, then, you need a love purpose to direct energy into thought, or you will misuse it. A thought is energy moving its intention into reality. A thought is alive. God's thought is energy in a single focused creation. It does not analyze or break things down into separate parts as does human intellect. On Earth, many of your technologists have great intellects, but not wholesome minds. Mind requires a heart's love for wholeness. Intellect is only 50% of thought. When intellect and intuition or God-knowingness are combined, there is perfect balance. In that fifth universe, all inhabitants did so well they were allowed to return to the Creator en masse, and it is now an unpopulated area in what you call space. Of all the many creations, only these of the fifth universe were never lured into temptation away from God as an entire group. Although there are isolated examples elsewhere of this great God love in the mind of His created ones, never did an entire universe grasp the love principle and practice it so perfectly. It is there you ought to emulate, dear ones, so you can also go home together. But, of course, this took eons to demonstrate, and the Creator had been busy making other universes in the meantime. The sixth universe is a place where the miniaturization of life forms was stressed, so the inhabitants are tiny in size, the planets are smaller than most, and the beings love God devotedly as their acts of producing beautiful natural things, such as flowers, prove. The descendants of these tiny creations living on your Earth's etheric plane, often called nature spirits by those with the clairvoyant power to see them, are dedicated to bring flower and plant life to its highest form. These little workers are purely devoted to their task of beauty and have never strayed from the function for which they were created. In the seventh universe of 8 million planets, 1 million inhabited, the male and female beings were focused solely in the area of intellectual expertise, mathematical science primarily. Because of this great emphasis upon the gaining of scientific knowledge, there was no love side to their nature for one another or for the Creator. Here it was learned that intellect in male or female without the balance of heart love is not desirable. This seventh universe is still functioning, but the citizens are yet paying off a debt to God which I cannot describe at this time. Suffice it to say, all must accept that science is a God-made thing, not the work of mere mortals who claim it as theirs. A true scientist can only discover a universal law or principle to fulfill life's function and use it for the good of all. In fact, every scientist is obligated to seek reverently for God's principles, with the intention of applying them only for the common good. In the eighth universe of 4 million planets, our Creator caused a million to be inhabited and did a variety of experiments to understand the effects of the rays upon matter. Here some beings were given almost X-ray vision, others were imbued with the rays of heat, magnetism and electricity and were able to oscillate, to levitate. I will say only that there were many different experiments made to learn the effects from various kinds of temperature changes, effects from extensive dark and light exposure, and so forth. These creations willingly underwent the experiments for the good of the life forms which would follow them. Because of their difficulties during these trials, however, I came to give my love and peace during their many cataclysms. For while they could feel the presence of God during these various experiments, it was my stepping down of the Creator's power vibration that gave them a greater awareness of God's presence and comfort. So you see, dear ones, in the Omniverse all of God's creations have their plans and purposes. Each builds upon the prior gifts of the ones before it. Thus, in your position in the 12th and last universe, while God prepares to bring you home, you have the aspects of all this learning at your disposal if only you seek and synthesize it. The 9th universe, with only about 900 inhabited planets, was a spacious and unusual experiment. These people were focused on their spiritual natures and the love of God so constantly and consistently that this area is now empty of them. Merely a perfumed hush of peace remains in the ethers from their gentle natures. Because of their deep devotion, our Creator would often come there, close to those who were different in size or magnitude from each other, but not different in the size of their affection. They all had the gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience and mediumship. Where did they go? Some to God and some to rebirth into your 12th universe, dear ones. A few are a part of this universe, this solar system, and your planet in ways you find it difficult to understand. But they are part of some of you if you claim them. Unlike their devoted predecessors of the 9th universe, the 10th universe creations were attentive only to the matters of theology or the study of comparative religions throughout the many universes. With only 10% of some 900 planets inhabited, they spent their time thinking and learning. In their theological colleges, they would study these different teachings, in an intellectual way, seeking to know God with the mind alone. But dissecting God to find the heart of love gains little, and this was their learning gift to those of you who follow. Knowing man's mental definitions of the Creator and experiencing that love in the heart are two very different things. And it was my purpose here 2,000 years ago to bring the experience and teachings of love back to earth again, as others had done before and since. Now a very sad, sad tale. The 11th universe of mechanism could not have existed save for the focus on engineering. However, of the men and women from these million and a half planets, all but those on 2 planets were decimated by war. For in that time and place, with the great inventiveness of thought without love's influence, their designs led to military uses. Although the warfare was carried out primarily by the machines they had invented, at least 860 of God's planets, themselves, were almost decimated by the violence. Water, 61, parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance, as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those 2 separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention, are welcome there. I tell you, my dear ones, your parent is a beautiful being of light beyond description in your language. But perhaps you can sense this from the